Blog Talk Radio.
I was won by the river in a little tent, though just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long
Radio. We have a unique opportunity to come on today and talk about a family that is distraught over a loved one, Yario Nicole Bowens. There has been an article in Black PR Wire where it talks about a distraught family pleads for the return of a missing seven-year-old. Black PR Wire states that Kokomo, this happens in Kokomo, Indiana, it states that with the help of FBI, Kokomo police, the family of Yario Nicole Bowens has continued their search for the missing seven-year-old. Yario is suspected to be with her mother, Vanetta Haney, and stepfather, Jermaine A. Haney. Both adults are currently wanted by the Indiana courts for parental kidnapping. Yario was last seen March 27, 2021 in Pocahontas, Illinois. Today we have the father on, Derek Bowens, who dropped off Yario with her mother, Vanetta, as part of terms of a custody agreement. We want to get into talking to Mr. Bowens about what unfortunately happened is that Yario was never returned. We have the family on today. We have Mr. Bowens. He is in Indiana. Mr. Bowens, thank you for coming on the show. Can you tell everybody what took place starting in March 27th going forward to today?
Yes, March 27th, I drive 4 hours to Pocahontas, Illinois due to her shared parenting time, you know, the court ordered. So I drove to Pocahontas, Illinois. And upon arriving there, my daughter was hesitant to get out the car for a second, but it's her mother and her sister. So when she got out, I didn't think nothing of it until the car drove off and I see my ex's husband, well, my ex, her husband, in the driver, in the passenger seat. And that worried me instantly because he has a history and a pattern of abuse to not only to, you know, my child's mother, but other women and also children as well. And on the way back, I tried to make sure that my lawyer and I was prepared to take action if anything was to happen. A week went by. I called. Calls went unanswered, and I text. The text went unanswered. And she basically was supposed to have her for 2 weeks for the spring break. And no answers for 2 weeks. And on the Sunday, I drove down there. I had a feeling in my stomach that something was wrong because I still haven't heard from my daughter in 2 weeks prior to this day. And when I got there, she was 30 minutes late, and the court said I have to give her a 30-minute window before I could literally, like, start panicking or, like, do a rant of Texas. So I waited, and then an hour went by. My lawyer thought that I should call the police and make a report, which I did, and I still was texting, still no answers, still no texts, no replies. The court issued us to use an app called Talking Parents, and I was writing her on there as well. She wasn't replying on there. And 2 days went by. I had to drive back to Indiana without my child. Still no call, no text, still no information. And I began to do wellness checks on my daughter for the known addresses, but then I realized the address that she originally gave the court was the wrong address, which sent me to panic a lot more. And by this time, she's missing 2 days of school. And I did a wellness check the first two times. There was nobody at the address, but the Springfield Police Department at the last minute at late at night, because I couldn't sleep. I was restless. So I had to harass them to do another, you know, wellness check. And they did see my daughter, but they said they couldn't do anything about it. And I told them I have court papers saying that I have custody of her. And they said, well, I have to talk to the sheriff, because if they can't do anything at that moment, even with the paperwork that I could present it to them, that I had physical custody. And it was just a spring break visit. And the dates that's listed inside that order that was given, and they refused to even bother to try to look at it. And the sheriff's department said they won't a statement or a letter from a judge to tell them to go get my child versus them going to get them with the information that I had. And that was Wednesday, and here we are Sunday, and I still haven't had no words from my daughter or anything. She looked at the text messages the child's mother did, and she still hasn't replied. She still hasn't called. She still hasn't answered. And my lawyer is working relentless to file every motion he possibly could think of. Kokomo Police Department has issued, you know, the paperwork and the incidents to the prosecutor, and the prosecutor is working with Lake County right now. And I believe that all we have to do now, I guess, is just wait. But I'm really just wanting my daughter back, you know, back in my custody.
Let's talk about Jermaine Haney. You mentioned, and here in the story that broke at PR Wire, Black PR Wire, it states that the same thing you said. It's suspected that the mother has fled with Yair and her husband Jermaine. It says Haney has had issues with the law before. Something happened in September 2019 where Jermaine Haney was sentenced to 4 years in the Department of Correction for failing to adhere to the terms and conditions of his probation. So this probation was issued for a guilty plea for domestic assault in the third degree. Do you know, tell us about that. What happened with that?
That incident is how I become to have custody of my daughter. They was, from the court records, this is all could be looked up. They was driving on a highway, and him and Vanetta got into a dispute while driving. And out of her testimony to the police department, it all could be looked up. He tried to flip the vehicle over while on the highway, and he had knives in the back, and the kids was pointing out the different type of knives that he had. And that's when he had to be held in restraints when the police did arrive. And because it wasn't just him was the defendant, my child's mother actually had a warrant for her arrest for it. It was just a traffic violation. And the sheriff, well, the state trooper, I should say, he told me I had 30 minutes to get all the way to Missouri to get my daughter before she get put in the system. And I was in Indiana at the time. It was humanly impossible. So I had to fight, I think, 2-3 months just to get the custody back with my daughter. They had me go through fingerprints and do background checks just so I could have my own daughter back. And prior to this, she was had an order of protection against him as well. So she was in the car with him while she had an order of protection. So he was in double violations of multiple offenses at that moment.
So you're saying that basically they had a court order against each other not to be in contact with each other prior to them even prior to this. So they've had a they themselves as a married couple has had issues with the law at this level, and then you went to court because let's want to tell everybody this is happening. So there's 3 states involved. There's Indiana, is that correct?
Yes.
There's Missouri, and there's Illinois. So you're having to deal with 3 different states. And so you have a court order from Indiana. There's a court case that's in Missouri where he, in fact, is on felony probation, and he's broken his probation conditions, according to this. Have you talked to anybody regarding the probation violations? Because you mentioned to us that there was, when you saw him, he was in Illinois, and under, I know probation, he was not supposed to be in the state of Illinois, nor was he supposed to be in the state of Indiana, and you've been able to observe him on both occasions.
Yes, it was occasion where it was another time where my child's mother tried to keep my daughter longer than her visit was supposed to be. It was her birthday, November 15th, Sunday. Her mother was supposed to return her, and her mother refused to return her. She was saying that she had permission from the state and the judge, which turned out was a lie because through Indiana guidelines, if the birthday falls on the Sunday, the child has to be returned back, especially if they're in school, so they won't miss school. She kept her out of school that Monday, and when I went to, after my lawyer and I had Rensselaer County and Lake County Sheriff's Departments to have incident reports on this as well, the next day I had to go, and she wanted to meet me. Upon a meeting, she showed up around 12 and 1 o'clock, and Mr. Haney was with her while she was dropping off my daughter. So he has been here in Indiana. And
now you,
we
had a chance to talk to your attorney, and he stated he was going to supply that information to the probation officer. Is that correct?
Yes, I was on the phone with my lawyer at the time when they arrived. My lawyer had a bad feeling about things, and he stayed on the phone during the whole exchange of the child, and I was giving him details about when they came and who was in the car, and to identify who was it actually him, Jermaine himself, and I told him, yeah. We picked that gas station because of cameras, and it's in a spot that's right off a major highway where there's a lot of traffic, so we felt like it was the best interest, like, to do exchanges there so there won't be any incidents. If there was, it would be well documented.
Your attorney, could you tell us his name?
Yeah, his name is Joseph Miyake.
Okay. And he's been working with you on and off all this week, and seems like he's been your attorney for a while. What's his next step? What did he do that makes this more more where you guys are feeling that the courts are going to be able to eliminate having this continue to happen? Because what I just heard is that this happened in November 2020. And so you've had ongoing experiences in the last less than 6 months of her behavior. what has he said about possible court time and when that would take place and all of that?
Well, actually, we actually have filed a motion to restrict parenting time last year, and the judge ruled not to look at it at the time. She ordered us to take on high conflict parenting classes because she felt that I think there was a high conflict between me and the mother, and I have never outspoken anything bad language towards my child's mother. But I want to just set another thing correct. That was just another time. There was another time this year in January after Christmas break. She told me she was going to be here in Indiana. And normally she's here in Indiana. I meet her in Rensselaer, to the exchange between Gary and Kokomo. When I was getting ready to leave out at 4 o'clock because the meet-up pickup time is 6, she tells me she's not even in Indiana. She's in Missouri. And if I wanted to get my child, I have to come now, which would have made that an 8-hour clock for me to pick my daughter up at nighttime and then coming back past almost midnight with my child, knowing she had to have school the next day. So I was getting ready to leave out, and then she tells me she's not going to be at the meet spot. She tells me to meet her tomorrow, and she's going to keep her as long as until I come get her. I did have the text messages. My lawyer really was pushing to restrict the parenting time even more after that. And with all this adding up, he really is trying to terminate her rights. And if she was to even have any rights, we was going to have it where it's supervised visits in the state of Indiana, where she has to pay for her visitations in a safe environment.
Okay. Let's talk about Jermaine Haney. That's the key. Jermaine Haney is also been a person that the authorities have said that he has had domestic assaults in the third degree. There was warrants issued for him. He was arrested. And what I thought I see here is that the FBI has gotten involved in the missing child case as well as the continued search for Yaria. But Jermaine Haney is the character who is very dangerous. From what we've seen in his records, is that he has violently did some things. What are some of the violent acts that you've been able to note in your exchange with him?
Well, I could do something better. I have court transcripts as well as testimonies from not only from the kids but Vanetta. One of the kids stated that he witnessed, Jermaine punch their mother in the face until blood came out of her nose. She has called me herself when she was put in the hospital by him one time when he punched her so hard he knocked the front teeth out of her mouth in front of the kids. This also, I have court papers saying that it was an incident where they was into an argument. She ran into a bathroom and he threatened to kill all the kids until she came out of their bathroom. And if she didn't come out, he was going to stab her at that time 33 times because that's how old she was. And it's been other occasions where he had order protection on him from other women because he has children in Chicago and I believe another one in Florida, and I believe one of them have order protection against him as well. I personally had interactions with him, but he's never been physical with me. It's been more so verbal. The incident when we was doing the court, for the custody hearing for my daughter in Missouri, he waited till, he drove off to start yelling profane words to me outside of the juvenile court division that was in Greene County, Springfield, Missouri. And it was also encounters when I have had my child before is when I really started getting active. My daughter used to tell me that her leg was hurting because her stepdad threw her mom on her leg. And that made me really push a little bit more, and the more I pushed, the more it was hard to keep in contact with her because Mr. Haney used to break her phones because he didn't like the way that I try to communicate for my child. So a lot of the times, a lot of these years, I lost communication with my child because he wanted to isolate them because they moved to Missouri from Indiana without my acknowledgement. And my daughter, when I received her, she had very bad moments. nobody could raise their voice around my daughter, because if you did, she would run and hide under a table or a chair and cry and say she's sorry, she don't want to be punished. And my ex-fiance and I noticed this behavior with my daughter at first, when we first received her.
Oh, so Mr. Haney also has had some other involvements. I think that the thing about the mother, we have noticed that there is something about human trafficking and child neglect. So there is a link on the help on the, there's a $1,000 reward, and I have the your aunt on the phone and your grandmother. Guys, welcome to the welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. This is good one.
Okay. Okay, great. So but to talk about what's really scary is the fact that the mother is engaged in an open adult entertainment business that Yario is able to be in some kind of contact with. You mentioned that you were very afraid about this part because not only is it something that Jermaine Haney, Mr. Haney, is actually a part of, but he is pretty much orchestrating the human trafficking of Vanetta Haney. You stated that you've known her for a while and that since when he was locked up for a couple years or 18 months and things were okay, but when he got out of jail, then this whole new part of her just surfaced with her soliciting herself on these different networks. Could you talk about that?
Yes. While he was away, the behavior of Vanetta wasn't extreme as it is right now. Like, she would cooperate a little bit, but when he was released, her aggression has gotten a lot intense with me, and her idea of trying to get my daughter back is to believe that he feels like they're the family. So I feel like me and my lawyer feel like he uses the kids to try to control her to do what he wants. Even when she tries to say that it's not, but more likely we all know that if he wasn't in the picture, she would not be doing this. There was no acts of any sexual, no video stuff that she was having or doing until he actually became more active with her. And that right there worried me because I know from the past that whatever he tells her to do something, she normally do it because she's in fear of her life because of him. And I used to sympathize for her being in an abusive relationship. But as a father, I have to draw a line when she continually to go back to someone who would endanger my daughter. And I tried to reach out to her before when he was in jail, and she did act like she made attempts to want to leave Indiana, leave Missouri, I'm sorry. But when he was released to talking to her, she began to state even in court that there's no reason to come back to Indiana, even though her family is here in Indiana. Her support system is here in Indiana, and as well in court documents as well, too. The only link to why she's still there in Missouri is Mr. Haney.
Okay. So we, as we get to close this down, there is said that the domestic assault against Yari and her mom, Vanetta Haney, is something that is been a violent nature for Mr. Haney, and the FBI has been involved in the whereabouts. We know where we have an idea of where she's at. There is there's a contact number for the Kokomo, Indiana Sheriff Department. There's a tip line. There's 765-614-3372. And also, there will be a a GoFundMe page going up today because we have multiple jurisdictions that's happening. So the family has set up a GoFundMe page that will be up on the site. You can help out that way. Any closing remarks, Derek?
Yes, there's. I just want to touch on the fact that not only that I'm missing my daughter is very smart for her school. She goes to a prestige school, an international school, and the Kokomo school system and police department is also willing to help. I mean, I know you mentioned about that, but the school itself, they've actually been contacted before by her mother to try to transfer her, I think, beginning of this year. So they're on the lookout for that as well, too. And if anybody just, like I said, knows it could help find my daughter and bring her back, I would much appreciate it. She's 7 years
okay.
old. She loves macaroni and cheese. She has the brightest smile you ever see in your life.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we wanted to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, the tip line is 765-614-3372. The family's great aunt, Janora Bowens, has set up a $1,000 reward. The family needs assistance and looking for Yaria Nicole Bowens, and we want to thank everybody. So please, when you get this show, please pass this on. This has been a opportunity to share the experience. We want to thank Black PR Wire, as well as the Kokomo Sheriff Department, and for everyone who's out praying. We've actually asked church people, churches, Bethesda Church there in here in Georgia, Minnesota, Indiana. This is starting to become a nationwide hunt for the young lady. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this particular broadcast. If you want to help, please go to our Facebook pages. You can go to the WMRDB Facebook page. We'll be posting it up. And you also will go to Black PR Wire and get the information there. That's Black PR Wire, BPRW.com, out of Florida. And so we want to thank everyone. Does anybody have anything else left they want to say?
I just remember Miss Vanetta Haney actually has two other kids here in Indiana that she has no custody of, that she lost through child neglect and child endangerment.
Wow. You were saying something? Yeah.
And I just want to say, this is Janora, I just want to say I want to get my baby back. She looks just like her grandmother.
All right, everybody. You guys are listening to WAMR-DB, Atlanta Mix Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Atlanta. Minneapolis. Nashville. And everywhere else. Of Love Radio.
WMRDB, the woman station.